Amen, amen, amen. Thanks. Chapter 33, The Blessing of Creativity 2024. Live today. Backstage passes available. Chapter 33, The Blessing of Creativity 2024. Somewhere around 1916, the Reverend Harry Bultima, a very controversial pastor and the author of a book, Maranatha, A Pre-Millennium Look at the Church of Christ, said, and I quote, "It is foolish to oppose our Creator because since he made us, he can break us. It is foolish to oppose our Creator because since he made us, he knows what is best for us. It is foolish to oppose our Creator because we owe the greatest obligation to him." Isaiah 45:9, woe to him who strives with his maker. What is the blessing of creativity? The results. Of course, the results. We could stop there. Really, that says it. Boom, the results. Left of Bang, the Marine Corps Combat Hunter Program. Left of Bang, the Marine Corps Combat Hunter Program is a book. It's written by Patrick Van Horn. In it, there is a phrase that I like. Learning is impossible without humility. We encourage confidence, not cockiness. Patrick Van Horn from his book, Psalm 90:12. So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days. Great scripture. It brings to my attention the wasting of time. I can waste time doing things I shouldn't do. I've wasted a lot of time doing things I shouldn't do. The blessing of creativity, if inspired to do not good things, would yield unprofitable. Right? Then God has to unwind our stupid ideas. When you use your creativity to do stupid things, God's got to unwind the stupid things we do. And that's only if you let him. And how does he do it? He teaches us the errors and consequences of our actions, right? Thank you, Jesus, for teaching us on those horrible days. Please help me make lemonade out of these lemons. My Savior, I'm sorry. Yep, what a prayer I've said so many times, right? On the other hand, the blessing is obedience. The blessing of creativity is obedience. Creativity, as the Lord directs, in the discernment of the Spirit, right? To make my point, let me quote from the book, The Art of War. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win. Yeah, you want to think about that for a minute? Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win. If you start, long story short, start with God and stay with God, and you win. If you have trouble believing that God can and will guide you, turn to Scripture. There are many stories of God's hand moving men, even non-believers who said, okay. Now, I am outlining for you the blessing of creativity, the yield of when you use your creativity for good things, when you use your creativity for not so good things, right? In the book of Isaiah, it is said that God used King Cyrus to liberate the Jews from Babylon around 500 BC. King Cyrus was not a believer. He was not a believer. And yet Cyrus, guided by the hand of God, prevailed over Babylon, liberated the Jews, and got to read about it before it ever happened. What? What's that you say? Whoa, what's that you say? You see, there's an interesting fact here. God predicted in the Word. It was written 200 years before Cyrus was born that he would do this. Can you imagine that? King Cyrus read the scripture about himself. That's possible. He read a scripture about what he was going to do before he was born or even thought about, 200 years before he was even thought about. Clearly, if God knew what Cyrus was born to do, he knows about you and what you were born to do. Isaiah 45, what are you begetting? Begetting means born. It sounds like forgetting, though, right? What are you begetting? Begetting means born. What are you born to do? Don't forget, you were born to do something. Man has created a rocket ship, a coffee pot, a furniture set, a tractor, writings on paper, language skills, gifts, crayons. Why? How? How did we do that? Dogs didn't do it. Horses didn't do it. Other animals didn't do it. How come man did it? Genesis 1:27. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Created mankind in his own image. Can you dig that? Human beings are amazing. And now you know why, as stated in Genesis 1:27, in his own image. Now you know why. Now you know why you are what you are. God made you that way. But we all need to be careful with such a brain that God has given. We have the tools to be great or vicious. Is that, what did that boy say again? We have the tools in our mind to be great or vicious. Creativity is a powerful tool, an asset given to us by God, who is a divine being. So the gift is a divine gift. Now look, you and me, I'm not a divine being, right? So if I'm not a divine being, how do I use a divine gift given to me by a divine God? Well, it's very simple. In his divine nature, he gave us prayer. I ask him what he wants me to do with this creativity. He directs me to the word to show me how to use the gift, to inspire me with the Holy Spirit. Without that prayer, I will do the wrong thing with a very powerful creativity. 2 Corinthians 8, probably 11. But now complete the doing also. Now complete the doing also. That as there was the readiness to will, so that there may be the completion also out of your ability. What it's saying there, but now complete the doing also, that as there was the readiness to will, so there may be the completion also out of your ability. It's saying because you want to do it with God, you can complete it. Because you have the readiness to do it, you want to do it, you want to complete it out of your ability that God has given you. So complete it. How do you complete it? With God, the blessing of creativity, this powerful tool, is completing a project and looking at what the Lord has done in me, for me, and with me. Holy guacamole, he did it with me. Well, what if it's wrong? Huh? You ask yourself that. What if I do it and it's wrong or it doesn't work? That depends on what is in your heart. What's in your heart? Is it money, property, and prestige for your glory? Or is it people, places, and things that he's given you for his glory? Are you looking for money, property, and prestige to praise and glorify you? Or do you want to take care of people, places, and things that he's given you for his glory? In God, you see, trying is not failing. Failing is not losing. Learning is living, and living is loving, and loving is God, and God is all knowledge, wisdom, mercy, and strength to do what needs to be done. Let me read it to you again, my friends. In God, trying is not failing. Failing is not losing. Learning is living, and living is loving, and loving is God, and God is all knowledge, wisdom, and mercy, and strength to do what needs to be done. Was that planted in my head by the Holy Spirit? It sure couldn't have been anything else. A quote by Marcus Aurelius, Roman Emperor 161 to 180 AD. If someone can prove me wrong and show me my mistake in any thought or action, I shall gladly change. I seek the truth which never harmed anyone. The harm is to persist in one's own self-deception and ignorance. There you go. You don't want that powering up your imagination, right? Self-deception and ignorance. You don't want that powering up the old creativity. Leo Buscaglia, a great American author born in the 20s, said this: your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. He knew you were going to do it. The only person that can get in the way of that is you saying, I don't think so. I don't think so. It's too hard. I didn't sign up for this. I don't feel like it. I want to do this. I'm going to be a bank robber instead. I've learned, I've created great ways to sneak into a bank. All those movies that were about stealing money, they're brilliantly planned, brilliant plans to steal money and wow, right? What's a good idea? What's a bad idea? Is it a trap or a blessing? How do I know? Well, it's what's in your heart. It's what's in your heart. I can tell you this. The gospel says big or small, responsibility is the key. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Luke 16:10. If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. Oh, my goodness. So am I to say that the blessing of creativity is finishing an idea? Yeah, that's a blessing. Am I to say that the blessing of creativity is actively pursuing God's angle on the idea? Yeah, that's a blessing. Am I saying it is a blessing to receive a divine gift? Yes, that is a blessing. Am I saying more? Yes, so much more. It is a divine gift to ask God what to do with your creativity and to let him guide you through the process. It is all a blessing of creativity in that way. Do what he has for you today. Magnificent ideas, holy and good. Make them stay that way. His way, not yours. He knows what's best and his will be done. Remember, creativity is a powerful, powerful tool, very powerful. Jesus Christ is the embodiment of the truth. And all that is true. All truth belongs to God, and there is no other truth on the market. Should anyone say, this is my truth, or, well, that's just your truth, they have denied the fundamental reality of what the truth is. It is an absolute attribute to God, and without God, it is a falsehood, a counterfeit reality. It's to pretend. Without God, you're just pretending. 1 Corinthians 12:4 C, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one of us for the profit of all. So if you're not in win-win trying to help others bring glory and honor to God's kingdom, you're on thin ice, buddy. Profit of all, good thing to remember. Good for your family, good for you, good for the community, good for the church. Good for God. Is this what God wants me to do? I don't want me in it anymore. And my creativity, I don't want me in it. Rather, let creativity come from the breath of God to solve challenges with his direction. I really want to do things right. I really want to do things right. And when I try to do things in and for God, they come out better. Even when they're goofy or it doesn't work right the first time or I make a mistake, it's a step to something else as long as I'm inside of God. James 1:16, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. So even when you make mistakes, he's teaching you, love him. Love what he is doing with you. Design, the creativity of design, it has no boundary of time. It's crazy cool. It's the non-linear part of the mind. I get an idea, you get an idea, and you can think of it completely in a few seconds, in all dimensions of all times and all everything. That's the non-linear mind. That's the amazing mind that God has given you. And then the application of it is linear. How to get the idea done in a 24-hour day, right? Both of them, the nonlinear mind and the linear mind, both of them used correctly will change your life irrevocably forever for the better. And that was the purpose of your creativity, to allow you to get better, stronger, able to be used by the Lord, right? Galatians 1:11 through 24. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Dig that. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Doesn't that sound like your mind just knew the answer? You best be asking if God put that there and that you want fully and wholly to be in obedience to God with the gifts that he has given you. Blessings for me are simply an instruction book of a miracle. A blessing is him just giving me an instruction book on how to use this miracle he gave me of life. The miracle is a perfect gift that God has given me and you. So be careful that the enemy doesn't steal it. Ah! I mean it, man. Be careful that the enemy doesn't steal it. This perfect gift that you have been given, this miracle that you have been given. Use the instruction books. Don't fly it. You know, like me, you know, when I get something from IKEA, I just take it out of the box and start screwing it together, right? I don't know what it comes out like, but it certainly doesn't look like the instructions. And by the way, am I right? The instructions always look like they belong to something else. That these instructions certainly can't be to whatever it is I bought. That's not the way it is with God. With God, he gives you a miracle and the instructions are easy to follow. Well, they're easy to understand. Sometimes people don't want to follow them. They are easy to understand. But sometimes people don't want to do it that way. They got a better idea. They got a better idea than the miracle and the instruction book that God, the creator of the universe, gave them. They got a better idea, right? Don't have a better idea. 1 Timothy 6:20. O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. That's such a powerful scripture. Powerful scripture, man. Let me read it again. O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. Whoo, doggy. Creativity is a powerful tool and can be used for good or not so good. Remember these words and test your ideas, lest they be manipulated by the powers of terror, kids. 1 John 4:1-3, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. By this, here it is, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. It's as simple as that. Get that again. How do you know? By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in is not in the flesh. I'm sorry. Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Now that's a very important thing. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. That's how you know if this idea is cool. Is it that simple? It just shouldn't be, right? We say to ourselves, come on, it can't be that. It is that simple. Have I tested it? Yeah. How have I tested it? By when I forget to do that. I got plenty of stories where I forgot to do that, right? What about when I'm not sure of myself and others tell me to move ahead? I'm not sure and others tell me to move ahead. Or the opposite, I'm sure of myself and others tell me not to move ahead. That's an exciting moment every time it happens, isn't it? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? Hebrews 11:3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. You got to have faith, and you got to pray, and you got to study. And you got to be quiet after you read that book to let God speak to you. You see that scripture there? Scripture's crazy cool when you finally start to see it, when it finally starts to jump off the page. Things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Wow! If we read that in a book by F. Scott Fitzgerald, we'd say he was brilliant. Well, he is brilliant. F. Scott Fitzgerald was a brilliant writer. But because it's in the Bible, nobody realizes that. That's a brilliant statement. The things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. A great work. Chapter 33, The Blessing of Creativity. God still holds the title on the ideas that come from his creativity. He still holds the title on these ideas. The blessing is that you get to learn how to use them for his glory and kingdom work. Can you dig it, kids? Ecclesiastes 12, 13. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Oh, that's a good one. Isaiah 47, 9. For I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me. It's a pretty good one too. Things created for my creativity are not meant to be a distraction from God. Rather, a reminder of him. Yeah? Rather to experience him, right? Matthew 5, 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, no, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You know what that's saying, right? You can't bring salt back. Once salt goes bad, you can't make it salt again. It's over. Don't do that to yourself. It can't season up a piece of meat or a baked potato. Once it's gone bad, forget it. Might as well throw it out and walk on it. Walk, trample on it. It's useless. Don't do that. Rather be a light of the world. A light that so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Yeah, man. President John F. Kennedy, in his inaugural address on January 20th, 1961, said, and I quote, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." Perhaps in our own creativity, we should ask not what God can do for you, ask what you can do for God. A quote by Chris DeMint, January 2024. Amen, hallelujah, glory be. Chapter 33, The Blessing of Creativity, 2024. John, let's roll.